Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, so where are you calling from?
You are having a conversation with eBay Anti-Fraud Department. This is James.
And okay, so what's the purchase for?
It was for a gift card, $299 gift card, which has been purchased on eBay.
Yeah, no, that wasn't me. Plus, when was it purchased?
It was purchased at today morning. But somehow our team have found it fraudulent. And when they have started the investigation on it, they have found some fraud people who are misusing your information and your banking information on eBay. Well, apparently...
Yeah, because I have lost my wallet and I have cancelled off my card. So this is definitely not me and I don't want to accept it from my card.
Okay, alright. No need to be worried about it now. You do one thing. For the cancellation purpose, we have to generate the 9-digit cancellation code. So could you please tell me that, do you have any device where I can help you?
So what do you need me to do?
I would just guide you through a cancellation and the refund process.
Okay, can I do it on my phone?
Yes, you can do it in your phone as well. All right, you do one thing first. The cell phone which you have, it's Android or it's Apple?
Apple.
It's Apple, all right. So simply open, there would be an app store, I do believe, in your, like, Apple, right?
Yes.
All right, so simply open up the app store.
Mm-hmm.
And once you open up the app store, look on the right-hand side, bottom corner, do you see a small magnifying glass where it says search?
Yes.
Alright, simply search for AnyDesk.
Any what?
AnyDesk. Do I have to spell it for you?
Yes,
letter
please.
A, letter I as in Apple, letter N as in Nancy, letter Y as in yellow, then letter D as in doctor, then letter E as in Edward, letter S as in Sam, then letter K as in kingdom. AnyDesk.
And what is this app?
This application will help us to generate the 9-digit cancellation ID for your security purpose.
So, do I just go with AnyDesk remote access from anywhere?
Yes, that's correct. Is there any option called GET? GET, GET, any option like that?
Direct.
Is there any option like install or GET, any option like that?
Well, there is one, but it's have purchases, so I don't really want to get that one.
No, you don't need to purchase that. You just need to simply install it, like the way as you download any application in your cell phone.
Well, I've got the AnyDesk.
Okay.
Now, what do I have to do?
All right. Is there any option called get or, like, install?
Well, I've already got it installed.
It's installed, right? Okay, lovely. So just simply open it.
Yes.
And once you open it, you will got to see your cancellation address over there. Am I correct? There would be the 9-digit numbers.
That's right.
Now, just write down those numbers in a piece of a paper.
And what would this will stop the transaction from happening?
Sorry, come again.
So will this stop the transaction from happening?
Yes, it will help us to stop that transaction which was going through, which has been tried to be made and attempted without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. And it will also help us to get you connected to the secure server of eBay so that in future also no one can be able to use your information on eBay without your permission. And you will...
Okay, and where are you calling from?
We are located in New South Wales, Sydney. You have got a call from the headquarters of eBay.
Okay.
It's 45 Market Street. If you want to write it down, you can just write it down in a piece of a paper as well.
So what do I have to do now?
All right, just confirm it. Have you write down the numbers in a piece of a paper?
Yes.
All right, now just confirm me the numbers.
591-248-959.
All right, it's
591-248-959.
Okay, now let me just go ahead and activate the security for you. If you will got to see any security or any option called security warning, you need to look on the bottom. There would be an option where it says, I am aware of the risk, don't show this again, and then you need to give a click on accept, right?
No, it doesn't come up with that.
Alright, so do you see any changes, like any security warning from eBay Secure Server? Alright, lovely. Look on the bottom. Do you see there would be a two small check boxes where it says, I am aware of the risk, don't show this again, right?
Yeah.
Give a click on any way, like any one of it, and then you will got to see accept. Accept box will be highlighted, give a click on it and accept. Give a click on I am aware of the risk, then give a click on accept. And then you will got to see a page came up, eBay Secure Server would like to connect you. Give a click on accept. And then you will got to see an option called screen broadcast, start broadcast, something like that, right? Stop broadcast and start broadcast. Give a click on start broadcast. And once you give a click on start broadcast, you will got to see some countdown start, right? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, anything like that. Now just simply minimize this page and come back to your home screen, like the home screen of yours where you can see all of your icons. And just give me a second, let me just go ahead and check. Do you see like that some countdown started?
No, it was going up.
Alright, lovely. Now just simply minimize it, like just come back to the home screen of yours where you can see all of your icons. Like camera, galleries, photos, calendars.
Yeah.
Lovely. Alright ma'am, thank you for holding the line. Well, I have just checked in my system here and the server have detected there are 25 hackers who are still connected with you. Like, what they have done is, they have just simply hacked your internet. And whatever the activities, whatever the online stuff you are doing over the internet, all of these things has been corrupted and compromised by these cyber criminals. This is how your personal informations are getting exposed to them, and they are misusing it on the different platforms, like as on eBay or on the different platforms to purchase something illegal. Right. So could you please tell me first, like, have you ever shared any of your personal and financial things, like as your banking informations or any of your, like, card details to your friends, family members, or anyone?
No.
You have not. And do you do online shopping on eBay?
No, not always.
Not always. All right. And, like, you don't do any online shopping, right? And you haven't shared any of your personal information to anybody? Okay. No problem. No problem, ma'am. For your security purpose, let me just go ahead and have a conversation with my team that what I can do the best thing for you, right? As this is like attempt of hacking which has been taking place. But anyways, you don't need to be worried about it, as I'm here to help you with each and everything. We will block all those people who are connected and making these kinds of fraud payments. But before I just go further, let me just show you something. Do you have any browser in your cell phone, like as Google or Safari browser, any browser?
Yeah.
Just simply open it up.
Yeah.
And once you open up the browser, look on the bottom. Do you see something says search or enter website?
Yeah.
Type, give a click on it. And type in my, M-Y, my.
Mm-hmm.
Then type one.
My what, sorry?
My one, number one.
My and then number one.
Yes, then type number, letter P as in Papa, all together, one P, yes. Do you see any option called my 1P address location California? Give a click on it.
California.
Yes.
Why California?
Yeah, do you see any options called my 1P address location California?
Yes.
Give a click on it. Let me just show you something. As you're living in a place of Australia, right? But your current IP address details, what can you see over there? Do you see your IP address details which has came up in your screen? IP location on the top, the first option. IP address details. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Alright. Now, once you give a click on it, you need to understand one most important thing, that you are living in a place of Australia, right? But could you please tell me what is your IP address location is showing you over there? Mountain View, California, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mountain View, California, US. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So our team have found, like, these people, they are located in US, Mountain View, California, who are misusing your information. Like, what they have done is, they have just simply used some kinds of VPN network to break down the security layers of your internet so that they can steal your information from your internet, like whatever the things you're doing, such as email things, online shopping things, online banking things, right? So once they have got access, as I have told you before, that once they have got access your information, right now they are like doing these kinds of illegal things on eBay to purchase something, you know, which is not legal. Like, they are using your information for their own illegal purpose, right? So let me just try to help you first. Would you want to check like how much your information has been corrupted and compromised?
Well, I can do that later, but how can I check that out?
Okay, all right, you can do one thing. Just open up the browser. You are on the Safari browser at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just type in over there, validator, V as in Victor, letter V, V as in validator. And once you give a click on validator, you will got to see options says the W3C markup validation service. This validator checks the markup validity of web documents, right? Do you see that? The W3C markup validation service, anything like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, I'm getting like your dog is shouting at the background, right? Okay. So once you visit to the W3C markup validation page, just simply give a click on it, the W3C markup validation service.
The payment, right?
Yes, I would stop it and I would block all those people who are connected and doing these kinds of illegal activities. But I need your help so that I'll be able to help you back. Right.
So do you need? Because I don't have much time.
Oh, you don't have that much time. Okay, you can just do one thing, ma'am. Just simply close each and everything. And type, open up the Play Store, open up the App Store. Open up the App Store and type in over there, ZipPay. Is there any option called Zip, Shop Now or Pay Later? Give a click on it and get it. Like, give a click on Get and then open it.
Why is that?
Do you know what ZipPay is?
No.
All right, ZipPay is our partner application which will help us to get verified yourself on Zip so that we can able to cancel it. Like, we have found these people, they have registered yourself on ZipPay. Right, so this is the platform which will help us to cancel all the payments, and it will help you to give a refund of $299 as well. So just give a click on Get, and then just
but
simply open
it. How can there be a refund when the payment hasn't gone through?
Because our team have found that these people who are connected with you, when they have tried to make that kinds of payments, but like as our team have found it fraudulent, they have just make a temporary hold on it. Right. So I do believe the payment has not gone through from your account. But anyways, I would try to like have a conversation with our team for the refund transaction, as you are helping us. And like these people, they are getting connected with you and they're trying to charge you. Anyways, you don't need to be worried about that. I would check each and everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
So once you just give a click on Get, do let me know once you open it.
Yeah, I can't at the moment.
Right. You will when you will got to see any option open, just simply open it.
Yeah, I can't do it at the moment. I've got to get back to work. That's all.
Sorry?
I can't do it at the moment because I've got to get back to work.
Okay, you want to go to your work. So at what time you want me to give you a call back, ma'am?
Well, I can just ring this number again.
Okay, this is the server call. If you will call on this number, you won't be able to get in touch with us back. Right.